You see, in order for us to be a source of blessing, first of all, we need to receive the blessing. You can't give what you haven't received. You cannot pour out that which has not been poured into your life first.
This is Straight Talk.
Hi, this is Mark Job. And today I just want to pause and pray for someone out there that is facing a tough decision. There may be some of you that are navigating the crossroads of a tough decision. It may involve your marriage. It may involve your job situation, a relocation, a purchase or selling of a house. But many times we face these crossroads in which we throw up our hands to the heavens and we say, God, I really need your wisdom. And I want to remind you today that James chapter 1 tells us that God gives wisdom to those that call upon him in faith. In fact, he gives wisdom liberally. And I believe that God is ready and willing and desirous to give you direction. It may not always come when you expect it to come. And it may not always come days before. It may come right at the moment. It may come by a prompting of his Holy Spirit, by the counsel of a friend, by direct inspiration from the Word of God. But I believe that God will give you wisdom when you call upon him. So if you're facing a tough, tough decision and have to decide on something major in the next few days, then I want to pray for you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for my friend who right now needs an incredible deposit of wisdom from on high. Lord, you tell us that you give us that wisdom when we call upon you. You tell us that you'll guide us by the power of your Holy Spirit. And so I pray right now, oh, Spirit of the living God, that you would clear the fog, that you would give clear indication, that you would open doors or close doors, that my friend would be able to make a decision that is right on target and have peace in their heart that you have clearly led them. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks, Pastor Mark. Hello, everyone. We once again join Pastor Mark for a special session of our Straight Talk Live Bible Studies from our series called Straight Talk for Men. Today is part 5, and the message is called Being a Funnel. Let's jump right into the message. Our text will be found in the book of Genesis, chapter 48. Here's Pastor Mark with today's Straight Talk.
In Genesis chapter 12, verses 2 and 3, it says, "This is God to Abraham. I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all the peoples on the earth will be blessed through you." Now, there's a bunch of blessings in this one verse. It's God speaking to Abraham, and God says, I will bless you, and I will make you into a great nation. He's speaking into his future. He's talking about who he will become and what he will be. In fact, it was God who changed Abram's name, which meant like great father, and God said, I want you to be called Abraham, which means father of a great nation. And God says to him, I'm going to bless you, and part of the result of that blessing is you will become a great nation, and I will make your name great, and I will be, and you will be a blessing. He says to Abraham, I'm going to bless you, but after I bless you, you are going to be a source of blessing. Do you understand how that works? You see, in order for us to be a source of blessing, first of all, we need to receive the blessing. You can't give what you haven't received. You cannot pour out that which has not been poured into your life first. God said to Abraham, I will bless you, and after I've blessed you, then you will be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you. And whoever curses you, I will curse, and all the peoples on the earth will be blessed through you. And by the way, Abraham was the father of the nation of Israel, and getting a little bit off the topic a bit, but I believe that one of the reasons that God has had his hand on this nation, on America, is that for years and years, America has been pro-Israel. And for years and years, America has defended and blessed Israel. And I believe that that's one of the reasons that God has, because those are the descendants of Abraham. And now we as children of faith, we have also become spiritual descendants of Abraham. And what God says is, whoever blesses you, I will bless. And whoever curses you, I will also curse. And ultimately, he says, all the nations or all the people of the earth will be blessed through you. How were all the people of the earth blessed through Abraham? Jesus. Because ultimately, it was Jesus. Jesus is a descendant of Abraham. And it was Jesus the Messiah that brought salvation and redemption for everybody. So ultimately, all the nations of the earth were blessed through Abraham. So I want you to understand this concept of blessing. And let me just throw out a couple things that are key in passing the blessing on to our sons and daughters. Because I believe that all of us have the ability to bless and give that blessing down to our sons and daughters. I want to say that I believe that there's four key elements in the father's blessing. The power of a father to bless his children. And in your Bibles, if you turn to Genesis chapter 48... I'm going to look for a moment at that blessing. And there's a couple of things out of this blessing that we can learn. And some of these things, by the way, men, are not going to come natural to us. They're going to be difficult to us. But some of us really have to bridge some of these gaps in order to be a blessing to our wives and also to be a blessing to our children. The first thing that we see in blessing, if you look at Genesis chapter 48, this is the story of Joseph. And do you remember that Joseph was the son of Jacob? And Jacob, do you remember what Jacob's name was changed to? His name was changed to Israel. Thus, out of Jacob, we have the name for the nation of Israel. So Jacob had 12 sons. Now, Jacob's family was a mess. Because in essence, he had sons and daughters from four different women. He had sons and daughters from two of his wives and then two maidservants. And the sons did not get along. And his favorite wife, he had two sons with his favorite wife. And that was Benjamin and Joseph. And the youngest of his brothers was called Benjamin. Joseph was the one who had the coat of many colors. He favored Joseph before Benjamin was born. And his brothers were jealous of him. There was a lot of inner turmoil. There was a lot of chaos. Here's a father who did not really take responsibility. A father who was a neglectful father, who showed bias to his children and created a hateful atmosphere in his household. It's amazing who God uses, right? The nation of Israel is named after this man, Jacob. And yet he was a highly dysfunctional, messed up father. And yet God sometimes will take the broken, that which is really messed up and dysfunctional, and God will use it for his honor and his glory. And it was out of Jacob that the entire nation of Israel was born. But Joseph was sold into slavery. Jacob thought he was dead. The brothers finally repented. You remember the story. After years and years and years, his brothers came back during a time of famine. Finally, they met him. They brought about a restoration. And now we go to the end of Jacob's life. He's an old man now. Joseph has children of his own. And we see right in this story the power of the grandfather blessing and the father blessing the grandchildren as well. And so I want you to look at what it says in verse 10. Let's start in verse 9. They are the sons God has given me, Joseph says to his father Jacob. Joseph said to his father. Then Israel said, bring them to me so I may bless them. Verse 10. Now Israel's eyes were failing because of old age, and he could hardly see. Now Israel is Jacob, right? Remember that. So Joseph brought his sons close to him, and his father kissed them and embraced them. This is part of the blessing. The first thing I want you to know as part of the blessing is meaningful touch and affection. Now, they've done studies on this down through the years, And they've discovered, for example, they've discovered that a child that cannot be touched when a baby is born, and if a baby cannot be cuddled and touched and held, that it develops, it grows in very unhealthy ways. In fact, it gets sickly and oftentimes will die without physical touch. They discovered in Romania not too many years ago, they discovered some orphanages where these children were fed and were given food and changed in water, so they had nutrients to survive, but they had very little physical affection, very little human interaction, and these children grew up with basically what would be akin to mental retardation and severely, severely traumatized, largely because they had very little personal affection. And there's something about a father being able to give affection freely, give affection freely to his children. It's part of the blessing. A blessing is never given from a distance. A blessing always includes the laying on of hands. In this case, he hugs them, he kisses them, because part of what he's telling them physically is, I'm not afraid to get close to you. I'm not afraid to hold you. I'm not afraid to give you physical affection. Guys, let me tell you this, especially if you have young children, little kids. Sometimes as men, we haven't always been raised, and sometimes we haven't always been wired in the way of really understanding how to give physical affection. In fact, sometimes as men, we're awkward with it. And I want to just help you understand that part of the blessing that you hand to your sons and daughters is the blessing of affection. When your children are small, especially when they're small, they need to be held. They need to be embraced. Your daughters need to be cuddled. You need to be able to not be afraid to show affection, to hold them, to rub their back, to snuggle up with them. That is part of the father's blessing to his children, because there's something about the physical affection that gives a security to the children. Mothers are nurturers, and they do it naturally. But there's something about the affection of a father that gives this sense of security and identity. Now, let me say this. I know that a lot of fathers are very good at that when their children are babies, when they're really young, and you're playful, and you wrestle, and you hug, and that's just part of the nature. But then when your kids start growing up and get a little older, it feels a little more awkward oftentimes for men. And their boys turn into men. Their daughters turn into young ladies. And oftentimes I've found that at those ages that the fathers become much more awkward in demonstrating physical affection.
We'll be right back with Pastor Mark Jobe in a moment. You are listening to a Straight Talk message entitled Being a Funnel. It's from our series called Straight Talk for Men. Stay tuned to learn how you can get a free copy of this message, as well as information regarding Pastor Mark and his ministry at New Life Community Church in Chicago. Right now, let's get back to Pastor Mark. We are in the book of Genesis chapter 48. Here's Pastor Mark with his message called Being a Funnel.
And I want to challenge you and encourage you as fathers that should be part of the DNA until we're old. Because I believe that there's something that's communicated when a father hugs, when a father embraces, when a father kisses his daughter on the cheek, when he gives her a big hug, when he's able to give his son a big hug, when he's not afraid of getting close. There's something that a father is communicating, and it communicates not only affection, but it communicates this: I'm not afraid to be close to you. I'm not afraid to be close to you. And there's something about that. That as men, sometimes we're not very good at it. Sometimes we're awkward with it. But there's something about that needs to be communicated, that needs to flow out of us when the blessing is happening. I love what it says in Mark chapter 10, verses 14 through 16. When Jesus saw his disciples shooing the children away from him, he said to them, "Let the children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." And he took the children in his arms and he put his hands on them and he blessed them. How did he bless them? He took the children in his arms, physically held them. This is Jesus. Physically holding the little kids, putting his hands on them, and he blesses them. The blessing of a father. If your child grows up and all they know is the discipline of a father, if the only time you touch them is to discipline them, you're going to give your children this distorted, awkward view of who God is and who the father is. They will grow up thinking that the father is an authoritarian figure that they can never quite measure up to, because the only time they felt your hand is the hand of spanking or the hand of discipline upon their lives. My father was, he was a missionary, but he was an unlikely missionary. He was converted when he was about 18 years old, a bit of a brawler, loved cars, motorcycles, always had his hands greasy from fixing things. And his hands were rough hands, always cracked from working outside. Neighbors would bring their cars to him and say, Don Roberto, in Spain, he'd fix tractors and work on motorcycles. One time he traveled in a BMW 900 throughout hundreds of miles of Mexico, stopping and preaching at different places on his BMW. And he had rough hands, but still, as I remember as a teenage boy, even as I grew older in my teenage years, I remember once in a while sitting in some meeting or so forth, and he'd put his hand on my shoulder or put his rough hands on the back of my neck. I'll never forget, because he had strong hands. They were kind of rough and a little bit chapped and cracked from working. And I still remember that sense. Even as a young boy, the hand of my father on the back of my neck and giving a healthy sense without even a word spoken. But son, you're my son. You're my son. And I'm proud of it. A sense of closeness, even without a spoken word. And so, men, I want to encourage you that part of the blessing that you show to your family, and by the way, if you're married, a married man, and your kids are living at home, I believe that this also applies to your wife. I think that your kids need to see you hold your wife. I think your kids need to see you kiss your wife. I think your kids need to see you embrace your wife in appropriate ways, obviously, when they're involved there. But I think most couples fall on the other side. Oftentimes, I'll talk to people who have said, I've never seen my parents kiss. I've never seen my parents hug each other. I've never seen my parents show each other affection. And there's something secure about it. There's something powerful about a husband being in his family, showing physical affection to his wife, letting the kids know, this is my wife. I love her. I'm not afraid of showing affection to her. And it creates a sense of security. There's something about kids when they sense that mom and dad love each other and are with each other. It creates this sense of security in kids' lives. On the other hand, when kids begin to feel like their parents are fighting, or divorce is looming, or there's things going on in the household, it creates the opposite effect where the kids begin to feel insecure at school. They start acting up. They need attention. And oftentimes when kids are really acting up at school, the first thing that teachers will do is talk to the parents and they'll ask, hey, is anything going on at home, right? Because the relationship of the parents directly affect the psyche and the security of the children. Second part of the blessing, I'm talking about the blessing. What it means to be a father that passes on the blessing. A spoken message that attaches high value. You see, the blessing always goes with a spoken word. And there is something about speaking into people's lives. In Genesis chapter 48, we see that verse 15, then he blessed Joseph and he said, may the God before whom my father Abraham and Isaac walked, the God who has been my shepherd all the days to this day, the angel who has delivered me from all harm, may he bless these boys. May they be called by my name and the names of my father Abraham and Isaac, and may they increase greatly upon the earth. You see, the blessing always is a spoken blessing as well. There's something about the words you speak, men, fathers, that directly affects your sons and daughters. Oh man, if I could have you grasp anything, I wish you could grasp this. Your sons and daughters, their image of who they are and their destiny is directly affected by the words that they hear from their parents, and dads, especially the words they hear from their father. Directly affected by the words they hear from their father. In fact, I believe that there's great power in the tongue. Proverbs 18:21 says, the tongue has the power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. The power of life and death. There's something that happens when we speak words. And here's what the blessing means for a father. The blessing for a father means that they are called by our name. And, you know, in Genesis 48, the grandfather says, you're going to have my name. My name means something, and I'm passing that name down to you. And this is what it means to be a part of my name. I've tried to do that with my children, especially my boys, since they were really young. And they would do something wrong, and I would say, you know, you don't do that. Why, Dad? Because you're a Job, and Jobs don't do that. I'm letting them know you're a part of this heritage. And I'm teaching you what it means to live in this name. You see what I'm saying? Kids need an identity. Boys are trying to figure out who they are. You need to make your name stand for something. You need to make your name, your family name, the name that you're handing down to them, that name needs to mean something. You define what it means. You define what that name means for this generation. And Jacob is saying to Joseph, I'm giving them my name. They will have the name of my grandfather and his father. And this is what that name means. And pass it down to your boys, and may they carry it with honor. You see, I believe that you speak into your children, especially thinking about boys. You speak into your sons and daughters their destiny. You're telling them who they are. You're giving them a picture of the future. Ever since my children have been small, I've tried to do that to them. I've tried to instill in them a vision of who I want them to become. And I don't really instill a vision of a doctor, a lawyer, a football player, a motorcycle guy. That's what Grant calls it, motorcycle guy. For a while, he wanted to grow up and be a motorcycle guy. What I try to instill them is, and I tell them often, I really don't care what you do for a living. There's a lot of things that you can do for a living. You can choose multiple venues of what you want to do for a living. But what I really care about is I care who you are. And my boys, I tell them, what I'm trying to raise you to be is I'm raising you to be a man of God. And so even when they were young, even when they were little, they could talk. I would say, what am I training you to be? A man of God. And so, you know, my son's 3 years old. Now, what am I training you to be? You're training me to be a man of God. And I wanted them to know, since they were young, you're growing up to be a man of God. And a man of God is someone that honors God. A man of God is someone that follows the word of God, a man of integrity, a man that one day, and I've been talking to my boys about getting married since they were young, trying to give them a vision of what it means to be a godly man, a man that has a wife and has children, and what that means. And to my daughter, I talked to her about what it means to be a woman of God, a woman of virtue, value, dignity. And it's not always this long, lengthy conversation, but it's little snippets. You see, as a father, I'm speaking into who they are.
You have been listening to Pastor Mark Jobe in Chicago at our main campus, New Life Midway, with his message entitled, Being a Funnel. It's from his current series called Straight Talk for Men. Join us on the next Straight Talk for the second half of this message.
As I mentioned earlier, if you'd like to have a copy of this message, you can download it for free with our Straight Talk app. Just log on to PastorMarkJobe.com. That's PastorMarkJobe, J-O-B-E.com. There you will find over 45 other series that can help you in your daily walk with God. If you'd prefer to have a CD of the message, contact our office at 773-585-3300. That's 773-585-3300. We also invite you to check out a New Life location near you this Sunday. We have 25 life-giving locations throughout the city of Chicago, and you can check us out at www.newlifechicago.org. That's newlifechicago.org. We'd love to meet you. And please tell them that you heard about New Life through the radio program. We hope that you've enjoyed this broadcast, and we thank you for joining us. Please do listen in to the next Straight Talk. On behalf of Pastor Mark, myself, and the Straight Talk team, we appreciate your listenership. Have a great evening, and God bless.